The fatal stabbing of three young siblings, Chelsea and Christy Cawley and Lisa Cash, at their home in Talla, Dublin, yesterday, dominates the front pages. The Irish Sun has a one-word headline, Nightmare. The Irish Times highlights the arrest of a man in his 20s. Many papers go into detail about what allegedly happened at the house. The Irish Examiner says reports suggest that Gardaí at the scene were met with a very challenging, violent and traumatic event. In the Times, Kitty Holland talks to neighbours who witnessed some of the events. Farewell, little angels, our hearts are broken, says the Irish Independent headline, summing up one message among the dozens of floral tributes left at the house. The sudden death of another child at the weekend is widely reported, and there are many fine pictures of Jack de Bromhead, the 13-year-old son of the horse trainer Henry and his wife Heather, who died in an accident while taking part in the Glen Bay Racing Festival in County Kerry on Saturday. The Examiner says his parents have described him as frozen in time with a beautiful young soul. Their online post is quoted at length in the Times, where his parents speak of Jack's overbrimming heart of loyalty, empathy, patience, pluck, and say he filled every moment of his days. The Examiner leads this morning with a report that Paul Hyde, the former deputy chairman of On Board Planola, voted on planning applications which have since cost €5.2 million, linked to 64 court cases which were either lost or conceded. Kieran Brennan reports that Mr. Hyde, who resigned in July amid allegations of potential conflicts of interest in his decision-making, is one of 16 board members who voted on decisions leading to cases subsequently lost by On Board Planola in the courts during that time. The Independent reports that the Minister for Energy, Eamon Ryan, has redoubled his opposition to a proposed liquefied natural gas storage facility on the Shannon estuary, despite the energy supply crisis, which he says is beyond the oil crisis of the 1970s. The war in Ukraine has changed everything, he told the paper. We have to look at a variety of energy storage facilities. In an analysis piece in The Examiner, two academics, Patrick Bresnahan and Sinead Mercier, say that Ireland had the first publicly owned energy system in the 1920s. We now need to return it to democratic public ownership, they write. The vast list of challenges facing the government will be added to today, with the expected declaration of Liz Truss as the new leader of the British Conservative Party, so says The Independent in an editorial. Ms. Truss has already been getting her instructions from both sides in Northern Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph quotes Sammy Wilson of the DUP, saying that the party expected her to stick to her word on the Northern Ireland protocol if she is announced as Prime Minister this week. The Irish News quotes the SDLP MP Claire Hanna, urging Liz Truss to work with the European Union to resolve issues concerning the protocol. Ms. Truss has, as John Manley in that paper puts it, been warned to ditch her belligerent approach to breaking the impasse with Brussels. In a column in the Irish News, Kevin Toulis writes, if the answer is Liz Truss, then there is something very wrong with the question.